So we're still holding in the middle of Hilchos Aninus, and now I just want to discuss this evening the halacha that comes up very, very often, unfortunately, and that is the shaila of havdalah for an onen. How is an onen supposed to be noig? Just for one line, so it's okay. How is an onen supposed to be noig when it comes to havdalah? For example, he loses a relative either on Shabbos or he loses a relative on Friday, and we push off the levaya until Sunday. So what's he supposed to do on Matzah Shabbos? So the sugya really begins in Psachim Daf Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. Zakti Gemara. Mishalo Hivdul B'Matzah Shabbos. Everyone can look along. Someone who did not recite Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. Ma'avdu V'Holech B'Chal HaShabbos Kula. He's allowed to go ahead and recite Havdalah. Kol HaShabbos Kula seems to indicate the whole week. Va'ad Kama, says the Gemara. What do you mean? The whole week? How far into the week? Amar Reb Zera ad Revi b'Shabbos. He's able to say it until Wednesday. Ki hadi yaser Reb Zera kamei de Reb Yochanan v'yaser v'kamer le'inyan gita. When I'm writing the date on a get, chada b'Shabbata trei utlasa baser Shabbata. So he says that you can write on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday instead of writing the exact date that today is Sunday, today is Monday, today is Tuesday. I could just say baser Shabbata, and we know what you mean. So that's what the Gemara says, and then. If you look in the Gemara in Psachim on Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara has two Lishonos, a Lishna Kama and a Lishna Basra, where the Gemara has this discussion. Do we assume that you're allowed to do Havdalah until Wednesday? Or do we assume, no, you're only able to be Mavdil Kol Hayom Kulo, meaning the whole Sunday? So that is the two opinions that the Gemara has. Halacha L'maisa, the Rishonim have a Machlokes. Who do we Paskin like the Lishna Kama or like the Lishna Basra? So the Rif and the Gaonim Paskin, that you're only able to make Havdalah on Yom Rishon Bilvad. Only on Sunday, and that's it. We don't say that you can go until Tuesday. We say you only have till Sunday. But Tosfos and the Rosh and the Chachmei Ashkenaz assume that you have until Tuesday, in fact. So what's the Psak in Shulchan Aruch Lehalacha? So number Beis is the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Havdalah, Simen Reish Tzadites, where he brings both days in the Rishonim. Shachach v'lo hivdu b'matzah Shabbos. Zakta Mechaber. If I forget to recite Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, so the Mechaber says, like Tosfos and the Rosh, that you're able to say Havdalah until Wednesday. Then he quotes the Shita of the Rif and the Gaonim, V'yesh Omrim, De'enom Abdil Elakol Yom Rishon V'lo Yosef. He quotes the Chachmei Svarad, that you're only able to recite Havdalah on Sunday, and that's it. That's the limit for the mitzvah of Havdalah. The Ramah over there adds, De'ikar Kedeya De'efshal Lahavdil Ad Yom Gibel. The Ramah says that Minig Ashkenaz is like the Chachmei Ashkenaz, like Tosfos and the Rosh, that in fact one is able to recite Havdalah until Wednesday, and he doesn't only have until Sunday. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in number Gimel, I brought the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Havdalah in Reish Tzadi Dalid, a very strange Mechaber. Mechaber writes, Tav v'lo hivdu b'tfila. Let's say a person makes a mistake, and he doesn't say Atachan Antanu. So what's the din? What's the din normally? So you're going to make Havdalah anyway, so it's fine. So here you have a strange case. Says the Mechaber, what if I forget to recite Atachan Antanu? Ve'ein lo kos balayla. And I know that I'm not going to have wine available or whatever. I'm not going to have Chamar Medina. I'm not going to be able to make Havdalah at night. So what do you do? V'sover, and you think, Sha'af l'macha lo yelo. I think the whole Sunday also. I'm on a desert island, whatever. My flight was canceled. I have no wine. I have no means of making Havdalah. And I forgot to recite Atachan Antanu. In such a case, Zakta Mechaber, Tzarach Lachzor V'Lehispal. Frekter B'Kiva Eger.
Why do you have to?
Why do you have to? Okay, that's one thing. But Lamaisa, we have a Takana. You're either supposed to say B'Tfila or Alakos. No, so you're supposed to either say Alakos or B'Tfila. That's what the Gemara says the Iker Takana is. But over here, you don't have the Alakos option. And says the Mechaber, you don't think you're going to have it on Sunday either, so then you have to repeat. Frekter B'Kiva Eger, what do you mean? What if you're going to have it on Monday? And what if you're going to get on Tuesday? Don't we say in Shulchan Aruch, just a few simanim later, in some erased Tzadi Teos, the halacha is, you're allowed to say Havdalah until Wednesday. So why does the Shulchan Aruch go out of his way over here to say that the only time we assume that you're going to be covered with your Havdalah ala kos, and you won't have to go back and daven is only if you're not going to have a kos. On Sunday, what do you mean? What if you're going to get a kos on Monday or Tuesday? Why shouldn't we assume then as well? You don't have to go back and daven again because you're going to say Havdalah ala kos. Zakar Rabbi Kiva Eger, from here you see a very big yesod. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that there's an ikr zman Havdalah and then there's a zman of tashlumin. Meaning, Rabbi Kivega writes that yes, you have the whole Sunday to make Havdalah. Everyone agrees to that. All the Rishonim say that. But he said, on Sunday when you're making Havdalah, that's not Midin Tashlumin. That is the Ikar Zman Achiyuv. Meaning, your Achiyuv begins on Matzah Shabbos and it prolongs until Sunday evening. Once Monday and Tuesday hit, that's already making up, that's Tashlumin for the Ikar Mitzvah of Havdalah. So therefore, says Rabbi Kivega, that's the Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch here. If a person forgets to say Atachan Antanu and Ma'ariv, and now he knows he's not going to have a cup of wine tonight or tomorrow, Sunday, and the first opportunity he's going to have to get a cup of wine is on Monday. Zakar B'Kivager, over here you're being Mavato, the Iker Mitzvah of Abdullah. And yes, you're going to have a chance to do Tashlumen on Monday and Tuesday, but that's not the same as getting it in the Iker time. So therefore, B'Kivager says that there's a difference between Sunday and Monday and Tuesday.
Let me ask a question. This is nothing really is, but back to what I was mentioning a minute ago. You just stopped in Marv of the White Shul, and you forgot to say Atachan Antana.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go home. And you'll say Havdalah. You'll be able to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, you want to take your car home.
Mm-hmm.
So can you say Baruch HaMadu Mikosar Chol?
You can. But you're not yet to the Takana.
So you, okay, I understand. So you will...
Shabbos is out.
Right. You will
right.
be able to do it, and still you to be able to the Takana, you make sure you go home and say.
Right.
Actually, you make a Baruch HaMadu afterwards also. It's not
correct.
Like you go to the Baruch
right.
HaMadu, you make a Baruch.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And in fact, the Binyan Shlomo has this suffix. He's not sure... When we say you can make Havdalah until Wednesday, does that mean that it's Tashlumin? Or does that mean that the Ikar Chiyuv extends until Wednesday? What's the din? That's the Binyan Shlomo has the suffix. What's the difference? Says the Binyan Shlomo, the Nafka Mina would be, let's say a person b'mezid doesn't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. So generally, the halacha is hinuchas tefillah, that if a person b'mezid doesn't daven, there's no such thing as Tashlumin for a mezid. We only have Tashlumin if you're stuck and you make a mistake. So says the Binyan Shlomo, what happens in a case like this, where b'mezid a person didn't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos or Sunday, does he have the right to go ahead and make it up on Monday or Tuesday? Or do we say, no, Monday and Tuesday is Tashlumin, and Tashlumin does not apply for a person who does something b'mezid? So that is the question that he deals with, and he comes to the maskana, just like the Chassam Sofer says as well, in his Tshuvas and Arachayim Simen Yud Zayin, that halacha l'maisa, we assume that Sunday is the Iker Zman Chiyuv, and Monday and Tuesday is merely a Tashlumin. Which leads to another interesting discussion that Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank has in the Tshuvas Har Tzvi. This is number Dalid. I thought this was very sharp. That's why I put it on here. So he has the following suffix. What happens if you have a katan who becomes a gadol on Monday? Right? So does he have to go ahead and make Havdalah on Monday? Or do you say no? Lamaisa, when Shabbos went out, he was a katan. That's when the chiyuv began. And if he wasn't mechuyev then, so you don't say that Tashlumin on Monday is mechuyev to go back and make up for that. So I thought it was a very interesting suffix that he has. So let's read it together. His maskana is, Dekuli amamodu, everyone agrees, De'enu chayiv b'havdalah. The katan would not be mechuyev to make Havdalah, even though Matzah Shabbos he was a katan, and now Monday he's a gadol. Da'afilu namar de'ikers man Havdalah hu ad yom gimel, even, which is not the way we assume, but even if you would assume that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are all the same, and it's not merely the tashlumin, but it's in fact the ikers man achiyuv, extends until Tuesday, still he argues that you wouldn't have to say Mikom Hakam Yesh the Potter Kan Mishum, the mitzvah Havdalah Ikarahi Likadish HaShabbos B'Yitziyasa. And he's medaik this from the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this extensively as well, that Kiddush and Havdalah are two parts to the same mitzvah of Yimikadish Shabbos. What that means is, I have a chiyuv to be Mikadish Shabbos B'Knisaso, to show that Shabbos is different, and therefore I recite Kiddush when Shabbos begins, and I have a chiyuv to recite Havdalah at the end, also to show that Shabbos is different, and now I'm separating between Shabbos and Chol. So therefore, if the Rambam assumes that it's a chelek of the mitzvah of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho V'Lachein, Kivin Shalom Nitztava Ala Shabbosu, since the young child was a katan when Shabbos came, and he wasn't mechuyev in the mitzvah of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Eino chayiv gam kim Havdalah. He's not mechuyev in Havdalah. Take, for example, if the katan became a gadol on Matzah Shabbos. That's a good example. So that's what he argues. V'yoser mizeh hishavti l'chacham echad, sheshalani al katan shenismala lo yud gimel shan b'matzah Shabbos in mechuyiv hu b'avdala. Is he mechuyiv to make avdala or not? So most normal kids will listen to their parents. But let's say, whatever, he's running, he's in a rush, he doesn't have time, right? So is he mechuyiv to make avdala tonight or not? So over here, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank argues, mi neima, should we say, kivin delo nitztava ala Shabbos, perhaps we should argue, that since he was not mechuyiv in Shabbos itself, because at the time that Shabbos came in, he was still a katan, a kucholu l'gabi didei, im kein ein lo malahavdil, The Hishabti and I, Ritzi Pesach Frank, responded, the nearly the Dam Yelamai de Pasek Bechsam Sofer, Binasa Gadab Matzah Yom Kippur. Listen to this genius. He says, this is similar to a person who becomes a Gadol HaMatzah Yom Kippur. To Pater Milis Anos Tosefes Yom HaKippur. This is a fascinating sushtel. He says, that we know there's a mitzvah to be Mosif on Yom Kippur and fast a little bit longer. So is a Katan Mechuyiv to fast? Of course he's not Mechuyiv to fast. A Katan is not Mechuyiv to fast on Yom Kippur at all. What happens if he becomes a Gadol HaMatzah Yom Kippur? This is a suffix in the Menchas Chinuch. Right? If he becomes a Gadol HaMatzah Yom Kippur, should we assume that Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is just an add-on from Yom Kippur, and if he was Pater from Yom Kippur, then he's Pater from the Tosefes? Or do you say, no, Tosefes Yom Kippur is learned from a separate Pasuk, it's a separate Halacha, and just because he was Pater on Yom Kippur itself doesn't Pater from the Tosefes. So it could be he was eating all day long, but it could be now he's Mechuyiv to add on sometime, a Pella. So he says that can't be, it's impossible. After Marbina Mikra, although yes, we learn the din of Tosefes Yom Kippur from a pasuk, Tikivin de Pater Mehaikur, ain't Shayach Lechayiv of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. It's not possible to be Mechayiv him. If he wasn't Mechuyiv in the Ikur Yom Kippur itself, of course he's not going to be Mechuyiv in the add on to Yom Kippur. Vechiyiv Abdallah Nira Delo Adif Mechiyiv Tosefes Yom Kippur. So here, Tzvi Pesach Frank connects these two halachas and he says the same way no one would say that a katan who becomes a gadol on Matzah Yom Kippur is mechuyev to have Tosefes, even though he didn't fast Yom Kippur itself. So to over here, no one would argue that if he becomes a katan on Matzah Shabbos, and he wasn't mechuyev to keep Shabbos itself, he's not going to be mechuyev to do Havdalah either. The Havdalah nami nira de l'chal ha-yoser, eino elo hosafa le-mitzvah ha-shabbos. Havdalah is something that's an add-on to the mitzvah of Shabbos itself. Ula ramam desfir le-havdalah da-raisa yalef la-mi-mitzvah zachas yama Shabbos de-kadsho, in Cain, if that's in fact true, keeping the Pater al Ikra Shabbos, since the Katan was Pater from keeping Shabbos itself, so that's a very interesting way to bring this discussion out. But basically, where we started was that there are two Shitas in the Rishonim. First of all, do we assume that you only have Sunday to make Havdalah, or do we assume you have until Wednesday? Even if you assume you have until Wednesday, which is the minig of Ashkenaz, that's the way the Ramah says is the halacha for Ashkenazim, even if you assume that way, there's another suffix. When we say that you have till Wednesday, does that mean that it's the Ikr Zman Achiyav extends until Wednesday? Or do you say, no, it's just Tashlumin on Monday and Tuesday for the Ikr Zman Achiyav, which is on Sunday. Nafkamina number one is the Binyan Shlomo by a Mezid, someone who B'mezid doesn't make Abdallah. Nafkamina number two, which is very Gishmak, is this Nafkamina of a Katan who becomes a Gadol on Monday.
Is there still a Friar in the Lashon of the Marvish the Matzai Shabbos?
Very good. Sounds like a very stark idea.
I would say, unless those Rishonim hold that up until Rabbi, in general, don't discuss the issue of the Mezid.
Maybe it's only by Shachach.
I'm saying, yeah. I don't know.
Sounds very stark.
Seems to be Mashma, that it doesn't matter if it's the
Mezid. Sounds very strong. Very good, thank you. So the Achronim do have a big discussion. What happens when we say that you have some extra extended period of time after Shabbos in order to do your Havdalah? What would you say by Matzah Yom Kippur? By Matzah Yom Tov. How long would we extend the time that you have to make Havdalah after Yom Tov? Well, over here the Gemara says the reason why you can extend after Shabbos is because the first 3 days after Shabbos, people are still feeling like it's after Shabbos. So we say, well, it's still called Basar Shabbata. Okay. I know Rabbi Feiner very often, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, he'll still say Shtik Lech Torah Mincha Ma'ariv on the last week's parsha, because you're still getting over the last Shabbos. So what happens by Yom Tov? Do we say that until halfway till the next Yom Tov, you can still make Havdalah? Don't laugh, some Achronim say that. Maybe the same way halfway through the week you can make Havdalah if you missed it. Maybe halfway till the next Yom Tov you can make up for the Havdalah. Right. Or some say, maybe you don't have any Tashlumin at all, because the only time we assume that you're able to make up until Wednesday, that's only by Shabbos. Why? Because that goes in units of weeks. So you can say, this half of the week is Shayach to last Shabbos, this half of the week is Shayach to next Shabbos. And when we're dealing with a Tkufa of Yom Tov, perhaps there's no room to wiggle. Perhaps if you miss it, you miss it. So that's a big discussion. So now, what do we do when it comes to Havdalah for an Oneg? So this is... Oh, how do we paskin by that?
Yeah,
it's a big discussion.
Hanging on the question.
Can I ask an Orthodox rabbi? I don't know. So this is a big problem when it comes to an Onan. And the reason it plays out is because the Onan obviously can't make Abdallah on Matzah Shabbos if the Kvura didn't happen yet. And Fred tells me that came out every Matzah Shabbos is busy, right? Because something very often happens over Shabbos. You have a long period of time. So very often the Shaila actually comes up. So what do you do when you have an Onen who cannot make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos? So the Rush writes in Brachos, the Rush quotes a Machlokes HaRishonim with regard to an Onen on Matzah Shabbos. Dr. Rush, that when Rabbeinu Yehuda was Ba'aninus on Matzah Shabbos, he's one of the Rishonim, so he writes that Lo Hivdil Yom HaRishon after the Kvura. He didn't make Havdalah at all. Why? Because he assumed that the only time you can say that there's a din of Tashlumin is only if you were mechuyev in the first place and you missed it. But over here, an onen is pater. So there's no tashlumin for someone who's absolutely pater. The same way by a katan. That's why I brought in the Har Tzvi. The same way by a katan. If he wasn't mechuyev on Matzah Shabbos, you can't tell him that on Monday he's mechuyev in tashlumin. Tashlumin only goes for someone who's mechuyev. So too over here, Rabbeinu Yehuda, as quoted by the Rush, said that even after the mace was buried on Sunday, he did not go back and recite Havdalah because he didn't consider himself a mechuyev bedavar on Matzah Shabbos at all. That is,
providing Sunday's tashlumin.
He's assuming that Sunday's tashlumin, right?
He
has made right.
At the minute he becomes high.
Right. So that's assumption number one that he's making, which is a chiddush, because it seemed that everything we discussed was assuming that Sunday is for sure the ikar chiyuv. Monday, Tuesday is the question. So a very good point you're making, that it seems the way the Rush quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda, that Sunday is already a tashlumin, and the ikar manachiv is only Matzah Shabbos, period. What do you mean? Before we said anything, I would have assumed that. Right? Before looking at any of the sugis, I would have assumed this ma'an of Havdalah is Matzah Shabbos. If you miss it, you can make Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I would have said that that's the tashlumin. So that is in fact what the Rush assumes, and he brings a raya from a Gemara in Chagiga when it comes to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego. We won't get into it now. Then the Rush quotes his Rebbe, the Ma'aram Rutenberg. And the Maharam Rutenberg said, no, since the Ikar Zman Chiyuv Havdalah stretches out until Wednesday, therefore, even though a person loses a relative and he can't make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, after the Kvura is done on Sunday or Monday, he can go ahead and do Havdalah then.
You say the same thing about Tefillah?
That what? So Tefillah... Right. Right, so we're going to discuss that next week, hopefully. It's very related to this conversation, and there's a lot of Pischei Tshuva's discussion about Hilchos Tefillah as well. I want to talk about that next week. So, halacha, what do we paskin when it comes to an onen? What's the proper practice? So, if you look in Shin Mem Aleph, that's where we're holding, in Sif Beis, so it's on the second side of the page for those who have it. So, he says over here, Ule'inyan Havdalah, when it comes to Havdalah for an onen, who missed it on Matzah Shabbos, and now the Kvur is only on Sunday, Yavdil Achar Sheikavar HaMeis. So he quotes, in the parentheses, it's from the Maharam Rutenberg and Hagayis Maimini, like the Rush quotes from the Maharam, that we have the minig that we, in such a case, would make Havdalah on Sunday, because we assume that Sunday is still considered the Ikar Zman HaChiv. Now, there's a very similar discussion that comes up when Matzah Shabbos is, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Matzah Shabbos Sunday as well. So there's a big machlokes, a four-way machlokes, a rishonim, what is the proper practice in that type of scenario. Shita number one is the Bahag and the Rush. They say that you make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. What's the problem? Shabbos was over. Make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. And, I'm sorry, no. They say you make Havdalah on Matzah Tisha B'Av. Because we don't assume that this is just Tashlumin. We assume the Ikar Zman Achiyev carries on until Wednesday. So no problem, just because Sunday is knocked out because of Tisha B'Av doesn't mean that you're not allowed to make Havdalah on Sunday evening after Tisha B'Av is over. That's the first shita of the Bahag and the Rush. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that's the way we have the minhag to do as well. In Siman Tavkuf Nun Vav, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, he writes like the Rush and the Bahag. The Ramban and the Ritva and Tainus Daf Lamed assume, nope, in such a case you don't make Havdalah at all. Why? Because they're assuming that since you weren't ready to make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos right away, so you're considered like someone who's not Mechuyev, just like an Onen, just like the Rush quoted from Rabbeinu Yehuda. So therefore, you're considered Ein Mechuyev B'Davar, so there's no making up for you. Sorry, Havdalah does not count this Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Matzah Shabbos, you don't make Havdalah at all, and that is what the Rashba writes as well. The third shita is the Me'iri. Says the Me'iri, quoting many Rishonim, also in Tainus Daf Lamed, Zok the Me'iri, you know what you do in such a case? Make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. What's the problem? Matzah Shabbos. Make Havdalah like normal. Give the cup to a katan to drink. Whoa, give the cup to a katan to drink. Not so simple. We all know the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem. Daf Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara has a question. Why don't we make Shachiyanu al HaKos on Yom Kippur? Shachiyanu al HaKos on Yom Kippur? What do you mean? We're not allowed to eat. So what kind of question does the Gemara have? Well, says the Gemara, we always make Shachiyanu on every other Yontif when we make Kiddush. So why don't we sit down Yom Kippur night and recite a Shachiyanu al HaKos and give it to a child to drink? Says the Gemara, no, that's not so safe because perhaps it could run into a problem. Because Dilma Asi LeMisrach, when the Katan gets older, he's going to remember, oh, every year on Yom Kippur, they used to call me up and give me a big aliyah and tell me to drink the cup in front of the whole shul. So therefore, we're concerned that when he becomes a gadol, he's going to make a mistake. So what do you see? We don't recite Shechiyanu on Yom Kippur al HaKos because we're concerned that maybe the child is going to make a mistake when he gets older. So how does the Mi'iri say over here? That when Matzah Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, you should make Havdalah right away and give it to a katan. What do you mean? The Gemara says, Beferish, we're concerned maybe he's going to forget when he gets older and he's going to drink wine on Yom Kippur. So there's two answers that the Rishonim give. No, so a katan is not being motzi. We're going to make the Shechiyanu, and he's just going to drink. You just need someone to do the Te'ima, so that's good enough. So what do you say over here? So there's two chilukim they give. Difference number one is, Tisha B'Av doesn't fall out every year on Matzah Shabbos. So most years we're not going to have the problem. So the katan's not going to remember that one time in his life, once in 50 years, Tisha B'Av fell out on Matzah Shabbos, and he had to do this. He's not going to remember that. He's going to remember the 49 other years that he didn't do that. And therefore, we have nothing to worry about. And the second reason the Rishonim give is, because Yom Kippur is an Isser Kares. So when he becomes a Gadol, he's going to violate an Isser Kares. There's a lot at stake. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, the whole Tisha B'Av is only Dirabbanan. Since Tisha B'Av is only Dirabbanan, even if he makes a mistake down the line when he becomes a Gadol, at worst, he's violating only an Isser Dirabbanan, and we don't have to be concerned, Shema Asi LeMisrach by an Isser Dirabbanan. Maybe he'll forget just because of an Isser Dirabbanan, that's fine. The Ramban right away points out, he says, oh, that's not true. He collects all these cases in Shas where you find Shema Asi LeMisrach is a concern even by Isser Dirabbanan. Okay, so be it as it may, that is the Shita of the Meiri, and this also comes up when you have a Bris on Yom Kippur, what do you do? So that's where the Rishonim get involved in this as well. And the fourth Shita is the Meiri himself, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Tzadi Gimel. Svardim followed this practice. Let's say you have someone who is a medical doctor, and he knows he has to do a surgery mamish the minute Shabbos is over, and he's afraid he's going to get stuck somewhere, whatever. So on Shabbos itself, he walks already to the end of the city, so that right after Shabbos he can go past the Tchum and get to where he needs to get to. So over there it says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo yuchal lahavdil matzah Shabbos. He's a surgeon. He has to run. He's not going to be able to say Havdalah after Shabbos. So over there, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yachal lahavdil b'Shabbos acher plaga mincha. After plag on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to already make Havdalah. Because it's close enough to Laila. It's already Purim time, so let's talk about that. What happens, the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Purim, what happens if Purim falls out on matzah Shabbos? And also, I have to run. I'm not available. I'm doing a surgery. So the Mechaber writes over there as well, even though it's not Purim yet. Purim is going to be Matzah Shabbos. Now it's on Shabbos the day before. Zakta Mechaber, you're able to lame the Mikra Megillah on Shabbos itself, even though normally Megillah is Muktzah, even though normally we say Gzer Shem Yavirenu, you're not allowed to, even though it's not Purim. Purim is only tonight. Still after Plaga Mincha, already takes on a quasi-status of the next day. And the Mechaber writes in Ilchus Purim that one, if he's in a very big Shasat Chak, would be allowed to already do Mikra Megillah on Shabbos afternoon after Plag. So similarly, that's what he writes over here, that one would be allowed to recite Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon if he knows he has a big emergency. Based on that, the Meiri suggests as well that when Tisha B'Av is Chalias ben Matzah Shabbos, one would be allowed to make Havdalah, meaning on Shabbos the Hilchus Tisha B'Av don't apply. So you go ahead and you recite Havdalah after Plag HaMincha. So my father likes to say over when my mother's father was in the hospital, so he passed away on a Shabbos. And at that time, they didn't have the Kitzur Svarim that we have now, which help us prepare all these shiurim. So my father was stuck in the hospital with only one sefer. Rabbi Felder from Toronto had a sefer on Hilchos Aveilah, so that's what he used. And he said he was reading through, and he saw that he thought this made a lot of sense. So he told the family to make Havdalah after Plag, the Aronim themselves. They lost their father on Shabbos afternoon. So he said, after Plag, make Havdalah. He told them also to daven Ma'ariv after Plag. And once Shabbos is over, then your Anita starts, so you get out of the problem. And then he said later on in his life, he found out that only the Chachmei Svarad, generally the Svardim, have this practice to follow the Meiri in this Mechaber, but Minhag Ashkenaz is not like that. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Beferish, that Minhag Ashkenaz is that you recite Havdalah on Sunday. So he was caught, it was Shabbos afternoon, he didn't know what to do, so that's what he told them to do, but he said that it It's not a crazy suggestion, because in fact the Rishonim do say it by Tisha B'Av, and they say it over here as well. Al kol panim, it's important to note that even though we have the minig to wait to say Havdalah until Sunday, but on Sunday is going to be an Aval as well. So the Pischei Tshuva writes in Shin Ayin Vav, that's ahead of where we are. So the Pischei Tshuva in Shin Ayin Vav Sifkat and Beis, if you want to look it up, writes that even when you do recite Havdalah, you don't say the Psukim Shal Simcha. You only recite, you start from Bar Priya Gafin. Because an Aval is not allowed to have Simcha, and you're going to go and say, Hine Kel Yeshuasi, and everyone's happy, and it's Freilach. So that's not proper for an Aval to do that. So therefore he says, even when the Aval does recite Havdalah, he doesn't say the Psukim. Now, one last Shaila, and with this we'll close. What happens if an Onan mistakenly listened to someone else reciting Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos? Is the Onan going to be Mekayim, his mitzvah of Havdalah? Or do we say, no, since he's Pater Minah Mitzvahs, perhaps he's not even Mekayim, his mitzvah, if he listened to someone else and answered the Amen. He has to go ahead and say it again on Sunday after the Kvura. So that's a Shaila that the Birkei Yosef raises. And we won't read it inside, just in interest of time. But the Birkei Yosef suggests as follows. Perhaps there's two things to be samech on. Number one, we already discussed a couple of weeks ago that there's a big machlokas harishonim. If an onan wants to volunteer and recite brachos, is he allowed to do so or not? So we discussed that there's a machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Other rishonim get involved in it as well. Is an onan allowed to volunteer to recite brachos even when he's pater? The Psak in Shulchan Aruch is that he's not allowed to, but there are many Rishonim who say he can't. So the Birkei Yosef says, number one, many Rishonim say an Onan is allowed to recite brachos if he wants in the first place. Number two, he says, the Beis Yosef quotes the Suffolk of the Yerushalmi, what happens when I have nowadays a Chevra Kadisha, that they take care of all of the arrangements for the funeral? I'm not really so busy when I'm in Aninas. They take care of everything. There are plenty of people taking care of things. I'm just sitting and mourning the loss of what just happened. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Yerushalmi that as a suffix, perhaps Hilchas Aninas doesn't really apply to such a person. So there, being mitzar of both of these two things, the Chida wants to say, plus suffix brachas lehakel, plus the fact that an onan might be allowed to volunteer to do mitzvahs even though he's pater, plus the fact that the Yerushalmi has the suffix quoting the Beis Yosef that perhaps nowadays we don't have a din Aninas at all, put all that together, if a person mistakenly listened to someone else make Havdalah, he would not go ahead and recite again on Sunday afternoon after the Kvura. But the halacha is generally we tell people to recite Havdalah on Sunday after the Kvura.